Welcome to the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Seitz, and today on episode 13, I'm going to talk about managing the power of single moments. One single moment does not define us. As human beings, we are a collection of all of our experiences. Everything we have done, everything we are currently doing, and everything that is yet to come. The best approach I believe we can take for long-term success and fulfillment is to place our energy, our focus on the positive, impactful actions we can take on a daily basis. In one of this season's NFL wildcard playoff games in the NFC between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears, Chicago Bears place kicker Cody Parkey hit the left upright on his 43-yard field goal attempt, a field goal attempt that would have won the game for the Chicago Bears and sent them on to the divisional round. It was discovered later that the ball was partially tipped at the line of scrimmage, but in the immediate aftermath, some furious fans of the Chicago Bears posted scathing thoughts of Parkey's performance on social media. Fans at the game booed, and some fans even waited by the tunnel leading to the locker rooms to give him one final barrage of verbal assaults as he exited the field. Despite the onslaught of vitriol and rage directed at Parkey, he showed his true character in the post-game locker room, handling media questions with class while taking full responsibility for the missed kick. Parkey never wavered in taking the blame and did not deflect it to his teammates or others. He took the opportunity to own the missed kick and let everyone know he would bounce back. This, to me, was a tremendous example of an athlete not letting one single moment define them. Youth sports give parents and coaches an opportunity to help young athletes identify the single moments that could derail their self-confidence and tempt them to use those single moments to define themselves. These opportunities give us an opening to help them handle the situations and in other similar situations they will face in their lives, use the knowledge they gain from handling in the sports environment. If we can use sports to empower young athletes to not allow themselves to be defined by single events and moments, we are giving them the blueprint for confidently approaching situations they will face all throughout their adult lives. As a sports parent and as youth coaches, here are three actions that I believe we can take to support our kids in taking a one day at a time, daily approach to defining their own path on the competitive journey, while not allowing themselves to be defined by single moments. I believe we can support them by doing the following. Number one, we need to help them place and find that full attention and focus on filling their current role on their team to the highest level that they have capacity for based on their physical, mental, and emotional capabilities. Now, this is going to be varied depending on what age your child is and what sports they're involved in and whether they're individual sports or team sports. But no matter the sport, we all know that in that competitive environment, our athletes will have a role to fill. And their job is to fill that to the best of their ability, to their physical, mental, and emotional capabilities for that given time. If you're talking about a very young athlete who's just getting started, obviously, this is something where doing just some simple things to keep their mind focused on what they're trying to do that day to their best abilities can be as simple as just making sure that you give them the goal of having fun at practice and having them try to learn one new skill or one new technique at that actual practice. As they get older and they have more capabilities in the areas mentioned, then you can look to help them figure out how to expect more from themselves. And when they're giving that full attention, they're giving that full focus to their current role and focusing on that one day at a time, they should be able to use that as a way to strengthen their focus in both how they approach things physically and prepare in that regard, but also mentally and emotionally so that they can control themselves and be at the highest level of ability possible to perform at a high level when they're in pressure situations, when they're in negative situations, when they're in situations that can challenge and test a competitor, as we know they will, especially as they get into those older ages. If placing that focus on that being the best they can, performing to the highest level in their current role owning that role, being themselves, is something very important we can teach our kids. A second thing we can do to support them is help them strive to reach and to set personal goals that fit within the team concept and lead to team success. One thing that I always use an example of this is I'm always impressed by backup quarterbacks in football. They know in most cases they're getting very few reps during practice. They know in most cases, short of play that's not up to the level expected by the starting quarterback or an injury, they're going to be sitting on the bench. But a good backup quarterback prepares as if they're a starter for every game. They watch film. They walk through the practice plays mentally. So while the first-string quarterback's taking the reps at practice, the second-string quarterback, a good one, is going to be focused on doing those reps mentally and being engaged in that practice. So if they get called upon, they're ready to play. I think in other sports, we have the same opportunity to help our kids set those personal goals that work within a team concept. So for instance, I'll give an example on, say, in basketball. One of the things that is so easy to do and so tempting to do is put all the emphasis on, is my kid scoring enough points? That's an easy one. It's something that starts at a young age. Even though there are parents who will pay their children for the number of points they score. And really, I think a better way to approach it for team success is set a goal of, when you're on the court, what does the score do? Do you increase the lead when you're out there, or does your team fall behind when they're out there? And the goal for a kid that we can give them is, let's strive to be one of those players that when you go into the game, the margin of the score increases in favor of your team. So if you go in tied, let's make sure you leave with a lead. If you go in behind, have you cut that lead down? If you go in, your team's ahead, have you expanded the lead? And those are simple things that we can focus on with our kids, but then that takes away the fact that it's not just about scoring points for them, but now their goals are around team success. Am I defending well? Am I rebounding well? Am I not turning the ball over? Am I making the extra pass to an open teammate so that they can score? Doing those things are going to help the team have more success. It's going to focus an athlete's mind into the right place. So again, those single moments that they have that might be negative for them are not going to affect their overall performance and overall outcome, or won't be as likely to. Finally, number three, this one I think relates more to athletes as they get into the high school level and above, but it's limiting their access to and downplaying the importance of outside noise. And I include this in this things like player ratings and rankings, which I've talked about before in a podcast. It's the recruiting. It's the constant social media that's out there. That is not how a player needs to define themselves. They need to limit themselves to the access to that. And we as parents and youth coaches, I believe, need to support them in doing that. What an outside party rates you as, you know, a 5-star or 4-star, as I've said in a previous podcast, does not matter. And oh, by the way, as we get ready to start sectional basketball tournaments here for girls basketball in the state of Indiana, rankings don't matter either. You can have a great ranking and be number one or two in the state, but if you lose the first game of the sectional, does that ranking matter? And the answer to that is it doesn't. So again, don't worry about those ratings and rankings and allow single moments that you might have that aren't where you want them to be, where you're not playing at the level that you want to or performing at the level that you want to, define you. Again, if we limit the access to that, we're not focused on specific individual moments. I want athletes to be empowered through the competitive experience to be ready to compete, focused again on that full attention daily to what they need to do to fill their current role to the best of their ability, to make sure that they're striving and reaching personal goals that they set that fit within the team concept and actually lead to team success. And then I also believe limiting the access to and downplaying the importance of the outside noise, what other thinks, those are going to be the things that will help our athletes define themselves not by single moments where things don't go right, but define themselves by the bigger picture and making sure that they're performing to the best level they possibly can every single time they're out there on a court, on a field, in a swimming pool, or wherever it is that they compete. I believe if athletes and the parents and youth coaches who are supporting them commit to these three actions and the steps that I've talked about, I believe that that's a great place to start to allow our athletes to perform in a space where they can achieve maximum success for their own personal capacity, where they can own that, whatever it is, however, whatever they achieve, that they personally can own that and take responsibility for it without allowing single events or moments to define them. I thank you again for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to check out my website at www.hashtagcompetitionmatters.com. I have content on there that relates to things specifically focused on different age groups and what we should be expecting from our athletes and even shouldn't be expecting from our athletes at different age groups. One of the things I'm passionate about is making sure that we're doing whatever we can as youth coaches and sports parents to make sure that we're creating an environment that our kids can be successful, that they can find the benefits that competition provides, and they can find the enjoyment and develop through sports and through competition to grow themselves as people, which again will hopefully mold and shape a person who's ready to join and enter the adult world, and youth sports can have had a positive impact on that. I also want you to check out myself on social media. I'd have a Facebook at Competition Matters. I'm also on Instagram at hashtag Competition Matters. And I'd love to check me out on Twitter at Aaron Leon Sites 1. So again, I hope everything is great in the world of youth sports, wherever you are involved in it at this time. I thank you again for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to go out and make competition matter.